You always have to answer that real kind of carefully and say, you know, it's not like there's something missing or lacking in Roanoke. But one of the things I've pointed out, or a couple of things I've pointed out from Texas, are there's so much going on in Texas because it's such a booming state that there's kind of this sense of urgency. And there's also just this can do, we've got to get things done because there's so much going on kind of spirit. And not that that doesn't exist in Roanoke, but where it doesn't exist, I think I can bring that. And where it does exist, hopefully I can kind of accelerate that even more. And so that's part of what I hope to be able to bring is just that kind of sort of urgency and that kind of momentum coming out of Texas.
It's such an outdoors community. What sort of things would you like to build on?
Definitely one of its competitive advantages with other communities is the outdoors and the connection to the outdoors. I had a trip once not long ago in Boulder, Colorado, and I saw someone actually walk out of their house with a backpack on, walk across the street, and access a trail that I knew was going up into the mountains. And to think that there's that kind of quality of life and the type of talent that that can attract for job creation and entrepreneurship, that's not very different from here. I mean, you can actually do the same kind of thing here, and being able to build on and capitalize upon that, I think is already well underway. And I think doing even more of that is just going to make this area all that much more attractive and competitive.
One thing going on downtown now and then, what some people say it may be a storm sewer issue. There's going to have to be some buildup of infrastructure to make sure there's not repeat issues of what happened in June, where you have flooding into some downtown businesses. Have you had time to review that a little bit?
I haven't done much other than talk with folks about it. You know, with any city, particularly in stormwater, any city the age of Roanoke is going to have those kinds of challenges to deal with. Of course, the city here a few years ago instituted the stormwater fee so they could start at least generating revenue to try to address some of those items. Of course, the fee doesn't generate enough to address all of them. As you probably know, there's a long list of infrastructure needs on that side, and that'll be one of those kind of items you got to start looking at priorities and figuring those out and start addressing, just start chipping away at them. And I know the city's already started that, and we're just gonna have to continue doing that.
Part of the identity of this city some time ago was the railroad. What do you see now as part of the identity of this, or does Roanoke at all suffer from a lack of identity?
No, I think actually, you know, for one, they haven't lost the railroad identity completely. The heritage still exists and is still celebrated here, which is a really good thing. And I think, you know, you've seen, you've mentioned the kind of the outdoors is sort of an evolving part of that identity. And increasingly, you know, and of course, I've heard it from outside and I've heard it from inside, the trains to brains kind of movement. And increasingly, that kind of access to education institutions, as well as more high-tech type jobs, particularly related to the medical field, is starting to really become a significant part of the identity. And really, a lot of the amenities with Deschutes and some of the other breweries, that part of the identity too. I'm not real sure what that exactly is called, but you know, it adds to the quality of life and the excitement of what's going on.
Are there other things you see lacking, or things that you could? Gee, it would really be nice if they brought in this type of business.
Obviously, for me, it's kind of hard to know that right now. But, you know, I certainly think, you know, all of the economic development interests here are definitely focusing on two real significant issues, which is how do you continue to expand what it is that Virginia Tech and Carilion have been doing, and you want to keep doing that. And the other is really to look for the creating opportunities and sites for those more office parked industrial, light industrial kinds of uses. And I know there's some efforts going on with that that really do need to continue, just so we have a pretty diverse opportunity to be able to create those jobs in the area.